So let's move on, if we can, to item 10, which is always an interesting discussion, which is the consideration and possibly taking action to update our conflict of interest code. So with that, I will turn that over to Karen.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. So this is the exciting topic of updating the board's conflict of interest code, simply to reflect a change in titles of positions here. The recommended change is the deletion of the administrative / human resources manager from the code. Basically, that position now is two positions. Right. The first one is the administrative services manager, and the second one is the human resources manager. So we would recommend adding those to the code. And with that, the recommendation is to consider and take possible action to update the CICERA conflict of interest code as recommended.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you, as always, for providing a red line draft in the packet. It's always easy. You can just go right to the changes and it's hard to miss. Any questions? Jerry, had your hand up.
No, I'm happy to make a recommendation to accept the staff recommendation.
Okay. So that's a motion to accept.
Motion to accept the staff recommendation.
And move the item. All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. We got a motion and a second to adopt the staff recommendation to update the conflict of interest code. Any further discussion or questions on this item? Seeing none, let us vote on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Shabatarev.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonnell.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Zhu.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. That motion carries 9-0. So we have updated our conflict of interest code appropriately. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.